It's time for SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank here on WWL. I'm Scoot on the air, and joining us now is the president of Metairie Bank, Mike Gennaro. Mike, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Scoot.
Mike, do we have Lori Watts with us as well?
We do.
Okay, Lori Watts is an associate director of development for the American Cancer Society. Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
I want to first congratulate Metairie Bank, Mike, and all of you for being named the best place, the best bank, and the gambit best of, and also now, according to New Orleans City Business, one of the best places to work in New Orleans. That is really quite an honor.
Thank you very much. We're very proud of it, and we want to turn that right back at you because we understand you were also voted by Gambit Magazine as the number one radio disc jockey show.
Thank you very much. All right, so Lori's with us today because Metairie Bank, and I always talk to you about Metairie Bank being a community bank, Metairie Bank reaching out and being involved in the community, a community that reaches well beyond Metairie into New Orleans as well. They're here to help you, to help people. In fact, if you live in New Orleans, you might actually be closer to a Metairie Bank than you are to your bank, because they're all over the South Shore. Anyway, Metairie Bank is involved in this campaign, Real Men Wear Pink. And in honor of this, I'm actually wearing a pink shirt in the studio today. So, Mike, let's start with you. This is a great example of Metairie Bank being a community bank.
So it is. We're happy to support the research and awareness for cancer, particularly breast cancer, and happy to align with the American Cancer Society to help support the cause. And the campaign right now has actually 29 different ambassadors, of which I'm only one of, to support the program, to help raise money and raise awareness. And again, Lori Watts is the Associate Director for the American Cancer Society. She's here today to tell us a little bit more about the program.
Yeah, and Lori, you know, in my lifetime, I have seen so much progress. We've all seen so much progress when it comes to breast cancer that obviously, you know, the research has led to just so many positive things happening. And I know there's no cure for cancer yet, but maybe that day is coming. So talk about this Real Men Wear Pink campaign.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you brought up the advancements that have been made over the past several years, especially in regards to breast cancer. And a lot of people aren't aware about the work of the American Cancer Society, which is what the Real Men Wear Pink raises money for, is for the American Cancer Society's initiative, whether that be to increase cancer screenings or to help patients through support programs that we have. But specifically talking about research, right now we have over 71 million in breast cancer research being done currently across the country via 153 grants that are awarded to mostly new researchers. And the reason why we do that is because we like to spread the wealth and encourage new researchers in their careers. So the American Cancer Society, through Real Men Wear Pink, is able to fund not only the research, like I said, but also getting people to screenings. We have cancer control is another department that we have within the organization that works with all the hospital systems and physicians in order to make sure that they have all the proper cancer screening guidelines and increase screenings within their patient population. And then also, you know, screenings, as we know, lead to early detection, which is what breast cancer awareness is about, is getting that detected early so that the treatment can be as effective as possible to eradicate the cancer as quickly as possible. So that's really why we encourage screening.
And Lori, talk about what Metairie Bank does for you.
So Metairie Bank has actually been a longtime community partner. We used to have another fundraiser in this community called Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. We no longer have that walk in our community, unfortunately, but Metairie Bank for many years supported Making Strides Against Breast Cancer through raising funds for that initiative through their bank branches and also participation in the walk. And so it's great that we're getting to continue this partnership through Real Men Wear Pink with Mike as our one of our Real Men Wear Pink ambassadors.
And so, Mike, tell us what you do at Metairie Bank to encourage real men to wear pink. And by the way, I like the statement itself because real men do wear pink and real men do eat quiche.
Well, thank you. So, in particular, we are actually raising money here internally within the bank with our own employees, as well as raising money in our branch locations for the general public to contribute. And as well as our own website at metairiebank.com, if you go to that website, to our blog, you'll see Real Men Wear Pink, and we're raising money for cancer awareness from all these fronts. And we're also about to kick off a campaign. It's actually called You've Been Flocked, where we actually will put a flock of pink flamingos in somebody's yard and require a donation of $100 ransom to actually remove them and move them on to the next house or friend. And so you can also sign up for that online on our website.
You've Been Flocked. I feel like I've been many times. But anyway, let's look. I love talking about this with you guys because, again, it reiterates what I say about Metairie Bank being a true community bank, and this is part of the involvement that Metairie Bank has with the community, Mike.
Yeah, I think that's our mission. We're part of the community. We're here. We're local, and we're embedded. And this is just one of the many things that we do.
Mike Gennaro, president of Metairie Bank, and Lori Watts, who's an associate director of development for the American Cancer Society. Thank you both for being on the show, and good luck with the campaign, Real Men Wear Pink.
Thank you.
Thank you.